Sound. May we open the Bible? You can open John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 24. We are going to read two biblical verses. Please help me to read them in English. Please, may you have a seat. Thank you. John chapter 4, verse 24.
John chapter 4, verse
24. The second one, please. Someone can get it ready. Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18. Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18. That is the second biblical verse. The first one, it is John chapter 4, verse 24. Let us read it, please.
I have opened the book of John chapter 4, verse 24. And I'm going to read only verse 24 says, God is the Spirit, then let his worshippers give him worship in true way of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. The second one, it is Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18. Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18. Who can help me read it, please, in English?
Corinthians.
Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18.
1 Corinthians or 2?
Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Can come this side.
Thank you.
Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18.
Corinthians chapter 1 from 1 to 15.
No, Colossians chapter 1.
Yeah.
Sorry, from 15 to 18.
From 15 to 18. Yeah, I'm the book on Corinthians chapter 1 from 15 to 18, eh? Yeah. Verse 15. So that no one may be able to say that you had baptism in my name. Verse 16. And I gave baptism to the house of Stephen's. But I am not as certain that any others had a baptism from me. Verse 17. For Christ sent me not to give baptism, but to be a preacher of the good news. Not with wise words, for fear that the cross of Christ might be made of no value. Verse 18 and is the last verse. For the word of the cross seems foolish to those who are on the way to destruction. But to us who are on the way to salvation, it is the power of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us bow our head and to pray. Jehovah, King of glory, we thank you for today. We thank you for this word. And we believe that you are going to bless our spirit and motivate our faith. I pray that your angel to be here to encourage a broken heart Empower us, O Lord, by your Spirit, as we worship you in the name of Jesus Christ. I am available with my tongue, lips, and mouth to use me and to preach this word of God that my lovely brother and sister here, they are expecting. Even those following right now on YouTube, on Facebook, and Radio Podbean, may them be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. May they be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud, applaud, applaud for the Holy Ghost. Be happy for the word of God, my brother, my sister, because the Bible is telling us that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and He was God. The title of my message is The Invisible Jesus Christ. The Invisible Jesus Christ. For me, it's a nice title. For me, it is a nice topic. The Invisible Jesus Christ. Someone may say, but Jesus Christ came in this world. He was a baby. And then after that, he was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He was visible. Yes, Jesus Christ was visible. We are going to talk about the invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the book of John chapter 4, verse 24, the Bible is telling us that God is a spirit. We understand that Jesus was speaking with the Samaritan woman, and he presented to her the need or the necessity to worship Yahweh in the spirit. Why? Because he said God is a spirit. If you and I, we don't understand that God is a spirit, we will just behave anyhow. Let me give an example. If you believe that your father, who is the president of the republic, has assigned a bodyguard to work with you, everywhere you go, he's there. And your father said that the bodyguard is there with you. If you do wrong, he's going to beat you. If you do wrong, he's going to correct you. And everywhere you go, the bodyguard must go there. Even in the bedroom, he must be there. If you believe it is like that, I am telling the truth. You will control yourself. Even when you want to go to the hotel room with another woman, the bodyguard will be there. You're going to say, what can I do? Because the bodyguard is here. It's like a parent who's feeling not comfortable because the children, they are there watching them when they want to go to bed. I believe someone can understand this message the way I'm introducing it. The issue between you and I is that we don't believe that God is a spirit. Even though we heard it, but we don't believe that God is omnipresent. God is omnipresent, is everywhere we go. Here, he is here. That is why he operates miracle everywhere you go. He's a spirit. You can give an example of the oxygen you are breathing. Everywhere you go, the oxygen is there because you breathe the oxygen. You can imagine the wind that is blowing from left, from right. The wind is there. Everywhere you go, there is oxygen. You don't see the oxygen, but you feel it. That is how God is. So we need to understand that everywhere we go, God is there. So, therefore, we have to control ourselves. That is the most important point that you and I will need to understand. God is a spirit. Since he is a spirit, we have to worship him in the spirit and truth. Now, the truth that we are talking about here is what? Is the life of sanctification. Is a life of sanctification. Since he is a spirit, he knows what's happening inside our heart. He has the power to search our heart. He has the power to know the truth. He has the power to know the hidden. What you know, he knows it. What you don't know, he knows it. That is our God. I am presenting God the Spirit. I am presenting God the Spirit. What you know, He knows it. What you don't know, He knows it. That is our God. So, the way to pray, we need to pray in the truth of God. The truth of God, based on the Word of God. How will you be praying happily to God who knows the truth of your life? When you know that you have messed up with your life and you are before God who knows everything and you have not yet repented, you have not yet made amendment, it is not possible. If we understand that God's Spirit is everywhere we go, we will control our life and we will ask forgiveness every time. I have spoken with certain men of God. We said that we don't ask for forgiveness. They said, we don't ask for forgiveness because Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, He has already done it for us. That is a deception of the pit of hell. The same Bible is saying, if today you and I, we say that we are not a sinner, we are a liar. That is the same Bible. So we are sinner, but we are made perfect through Jesus Christ. We are made perfect through Jesus Christ. God is a spirit. Now, that God is invisible because He is a spirit. How to see God? Because God is a spirit. Now, how to see God? That is the question. How to see God? God who is a spirit. How to see Him? We see God by faith. We see God by faith. Because in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we understand that Moses, Apostle Paul is explaining that Moses saw God who is invisible. The invisible God was seen by Moses the prophet by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 27. Moses saw God and the power of God by faith. Moses, it is by faith he accepted to abandon Egypt. When he knew that in Egypt he was living perfectly, he was a prince. But it is by faith he accepted to abandon the life of luxury and to go to the bush. It is by faith that he followed God who is invisible. I believe someone can understand this. It is by faith you and I will believe that tomorrow will be better than today. Jesus Christ said to Saint Thomas that blessed those who believe without seeing. So God wants us to believe, then we can see. But you and I, what's happening? We want first of all to see before we believe. You want to see miracle before you believe. But God wants you and I to believe first of all, then we see. It means that if today we don't have what we are looking for, we need still to believe that tomorrow we're going to have it. And that is going to help us even spiritually, the way we pray. Even our body language will show to everybody that we are happy. Papa Jeremy, do you understand? Even though we don't have, but the body language will speak to people that we are okay. But what's happening? When we are before people, we show to people that we have a problem. Body language. You meet your brother, you meet your sister, your face is just showing that really you have a problem. Body language. When we do not believe in God's Spirit and we do not hope that tomorrow we're going to get what we are expecting for, our attitude will affect negatively even our body, our vein, our brain, our heart. That's why we have blood pressure and you have a stroke, heart disease. Everything starts with faith. When we have faith, we please God. I understand that faith comes because of the love of God. The love of God brings faith. I will explain here. Love gives faith. Why? Because when you love God and you believe that God loves you, you will rely on Him, the Father. It's like Mama Dorothy, who is here, the mother, when she's nursing a baby, baby will not cry when she or he is in the hand of the mother. Why? Because of love. Baby knows that my parents love me. They will take care of me. I fear nothing. Love. When that baby is alone, abandoned, and he believes that he is alone, the father is not there, the mother is not there, I'm telling the truth, the baby will start crying. Why? Because love is no more there. He feels that love is no more there. Love is the father. Love is the mother. And when he believes that the father is there, the mother is there, the baby sleeps well. So I came to understand that faith comes because of love. You and I, we lack faith because we don't love God. Number one. Number two, because we don't believe that God loves us. Number three, we don't believe that God loves us because of our way of behaving. Because Apostle Peter said, no, Apostle John, I think First John, chapter 3, I don't remember. But he said, 1 John chapter 2, I don't remember, but you're going to get it. He said that there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. Why? Yeah, that is the expression. Please write it down for me. You're going to get the biblical verse. There is no fear in love. So, when you believe that God loves you and you love Him, you fear no more. Because everywhere you go, you believe He's going to protect you. You believe that He's going to protect you. When you are casting out a demon, you believe that God will be there. There is no fear. But when love is cast out or is broken, fear comes. I believe someone can understand. This is a prophetic message. It's so deep. When you have broken love covenant, fear comes. Because Apostle John is saying that fear it is for non-believer. Those who are committing sin, they feel like they will be exposed. They will die in soon. They will die. They will condemn. Because of what? He is feeling that God is not with him. Why? Because of love. Love has been broken. The covenant of love has been broken because of sin. Faith, it is very important. So we have faith because of love. Love brings faith. And then when you have faith, faith brings what? Hope. Because you believe, today I don't have, but I have faith. Tomorrow I will have. When you say tomorrow I will have, that is hope. And that hope comes because you have faith. So write it down, please. Love brings faith. You can't have faith if you don't love God. It's not possible. You can't have faith if you don't believe that God loves you. You can't have faith. It is not possible. Just write it down. Maybe I'm preaching specially. Maybe you never heard this in this way. You can't have faith. The Bible is saying faith comes by hearing. If that is true, even though you are hearing, if you don't love God, that faith is powerless. Am I talking to someone? Even though you are hearing the word of God, you have a tone of the word of God. I have seen people, Mama Dorothée, they are preaching the word of God. So, you see, the gens qui ont la parole de Dieu l'ont donné. Ils ont mangé les versets bibliques. They have eaten biblical verses. They know it better than me. But they are powerless. Me, I don't know the Bible. I don't know the Bible. There are people, they know the Bible. But when you look at them in the spirit, they are powerless. No power. There is no power. It's empty. But you can preach. You can preach. But no power. Why? No faith. Why no faith? Because the law of covenant has been broken. L'alliance d'amour a été brisée. Et quand c'est comme ça, there is no faith. How will you believe? You are casting out a demon here. You cast out a demon. But in your heart, you know that you just came from a hotel room. Papa Jeremy, do you understand what I mean? I'm giving an example. In your heart, you know that you just came from a hotel room as a pastor. Then you are on the pulpit like here. You start casting out demon. Oh, you will be challenged. Demon will mess up. And your consciousness will tell you that you are a sinner. You have a broken love covenant. Tu as brisé l'amour, l'alliance d'amour. Love covenant is broken because of sin. But God still loves you. He still loves you. But in your heart, you have broken the covenant. Dieu t'aime toujours, mais dans ton cœur, tu as déjà brisé l'alliance. Since the covenant of love has been broken, you are now faithless. No faith. No faith. That is the problem. Please understand this very well. I have emphasized here because that is the key of everything. When you have hope, when I have hope, I'm telling you the truth. When we have hope, we're going to live long. You don't have today, but you believe tomorrow I will have. So when you are saying, tomorrow I will have, your brain is functioning well, your vein is functioning well, your blood is flowing well, and you have peace. Because what? You see tomorrow. And tomorrow when it's coming, you don't even have. You still say, tomorrow, another tomorrow I will have. And you are living. You are living. You are living. People are going to say, oh, Pastor Daniel, but you have a lot of problems. You have a lot of problem. How can you just be smiling like this as if there is no problem? Why? Because I believe in God that tomorrow it will be better than today. Then I live with faith, hope, and love. Those three things will live forever. That is what you learned in the Bible through Apostle Paul. Love, faith, hope will live forever. That is the word of God. So the word of God is based on love, on faith and hope. That is the word of God. Everything we are preaching here, it is for you and I to live better tomorrow. It is for you and I to live today and to reach tomorrow. The invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth is that God who created Prophet Moses. Prophet Moses in Egypt, he accepted to abandon luxury and to go to the bush. Why? Because he saw God. He saw God in the spirit. God is a spirit. You can't see God physically. You see God in the spirit. In this time of the new covenant, God is a spirit. In the old covenant, God was a spirit and he is a spirit. When he came in this world in the form of flesh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are going to see it. Jesus Christ now is the word of God. It is God who manifests himself on earth, as we have read in the book of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18 is explaining that the invisible God is made physical through Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1 from 15 to 18. The invisible God, may you please increase a little bit? The invisible God is made physical, visible through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am moving. So God revealed himself through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Reveal himself through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, the invisible God who created heaven and earth manifested physically on earth through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, let us see. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when he came, he died on the cross of Calvary, he resurrected, and he said, I am going to send you the Holy Ghost. the Comforter. He will be with you. So, the invisible God was still there. He is still here in the form of the Holy Ghost. You don't see the Holy Ghost. God is a spirit. The Holy Ghost was there before the creation. The Holy Ghost walked with our father Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and we continue. Joshua, Elijah, Elisha, and we continue. That is the Holy Ghost walking with his people. He's invisible. But because of the stubbornness of the children of Israel, people of God, they were lost. God said, I have to send my son to die on the cross to restore the lost sheep. Now, the restoration was taken place or took place on the cross of Calvary. He went back. He said, as I'm going back, I will send the Holy Ghost. Now, and they said this very well. The Holy Ghost, it is God himself. The Holy Ghost is the invisible God. Now, we talk about Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus Christ went to heaven, the Bible is saying God put him at his right hand. So, meaning that he gave him power and authority. Power and authority. So, everything is with Jesus Christ. As you read in the book of Colossians, in him we have God. In him we have the creation of heaven and earth. Everything was created for him alone. For him alone to glorify him. Who? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today, we don't see Jesus Christ physically, but he walked with the apostle Peter. He walked with the disciple. But today, where is Jesus? Physically, Jesus Christ is no more here. He has gone. He has gone as he did it before. He came physically on earth. Before he came physically on earth, Jesus Christ was there. He walked with Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He was there, Jesus Christ. Before Abraham was born, Jesus Christ was there. But in the form of the Holy Ghost. Now, he came in a physical form. The word of God became flesh according to the book of John chapter 1. The word became flesh. So he came on earth to teach us how to be mature, how to handle the Holy Ghost, how to live with the Holy Ghost. Now he sent the Holy Ghost to us. The Holy Ghost becomes here Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself. The Holy Ghost becomes here Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself. He is invisible. Now, I was inspired to preach this word of God. Since last Sunday, when we were praying and delivering one of our sisters here, if you can remember, those who were here, they will remember. When I was busy delivering a sister, the devil asked me a question. Who are you? Remember, during that moment, I am no more Daniel. I am no more Pastor Daniel. But I use the garment of the Holy Ghost and to do the work. When we do this type of deliverance, where demons, they are manifesting their power for you and I to overcome such demon, you need to understand that you will not be able to do it on your own. It is not possible. Not by your power. Not by your knowledge. Not by your wisdom. Not like I used to see when I go on internet. I used to see sometimes a video will pop up. Learn how to deliver demon. You can't learn how to deliver demon. It's not possible. Learn how to speak in tongues. How will you learn to speak in tongues? Learn how to prophesy. How will you learn how to prophesy? These are gifts of the Holy Ghost. You can't learn. You can't learn. There is a testimony of one sister from Ghana who wanted to learn how to speak in tongues. She has entered a church, a charismatic church. I want to learn how to speak in tongues. I can see Mama Pastor is speaking in tongues. I can see, me too, I want to learn. They say, okay, come in our group. We're going to teach you how to speak in tongues. She went there in the group. The first day, when she went to sleep, she dreamt herself. She's now like in heaven. Like in heaven. The spirit went higher. There, she saw the mama pastor. They were speaking in tongues. There, like in heaven. They were speaking in tongues. And they said, you to learn. And she started learning and then she woke up. Since then, that sister started speaking in tongues. But she did not know that tongue was evil. That tongue was possessed, demon possessed. Just every time when she speaks in such a tongue, when she's pregnant, for instance, when she's pregnant, she speaks such a tongue, the pregnancy is gone, the baby is out. When there is a blessing that she wants to receive and she speaks in tongue, the blessing is gone. It has been like that 1 year, 2 years, no children. When she's pregnant, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, by the time she speaks in tongue, that baby will go. I knew this story because that sister was delivered in a church. And when she was delivered, demon, they were talking, revealing the secret. And after deliverance, that sister confessed, testified, and she explained what happened at the beginning. Do you see, my brother, you following on YouTube, Facebook? Hello? Pay attention. If you are in the church where they are teaching you how to speak in tongues, run away from that church. I know people, they will not love me for that. You can't learn. You can't learn the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can't learn. You can't learn the gift of the Holy Ghost. You receive the gift. You don't learn them. You don't learn the gift of the Holy Ghost at school. School of a prophecy. Where did you see it? People that are trying to inspire, to get inspired of school, I call it the school, the college of a prophet in the Bible. Elijah, the prophet, was not teaching people how to prophesy. A college of a prophet was a group of servants of God. A group of servants of God following the prophet Elijah. Following prophet Samuel. It started with the prophet Samuel. Prophet Samuel did not teach people how to speak in tongue, how to prophesy. No. A college of a prophet was a group of a servant of God who believed in the God of prophet Samuel, God of prophet Elijah. They were not there to teach that you're going to prophesy like that, you're going to prophesy like that, you're going to prophesy. Prophet Samuel did not teach King Saul how to prophesy, because King Saul prophesied. He did not teach him how to prophesy. This is the word of God that the majority of people do not like. The invisible God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is invisible. Now, he is here, he is with you, he is with me, he is with you. We need only to live in the truth, which is the word of God, for the invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth to manifest physically in you, in me. I end my message here. The invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Holy Ghost. is Jesus Christ himself in the form of the Holy Ghost manifest physically through you. Please write it down. The invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ of Nazareth manifest physically through you. That is the invisible Jesus. Go to this message last Sunday. When demons asked me, who are you? I remember. When I watched the TV, the video, the answer I gave, I am the invisible Jesus. That word, even myself, I could not have it. Because I know in that moment, I could not have that word. Only the Holy Ghost. Who are you? That is the question the demon they ask me. Who are you? The answer was, I am invisible. The invisible Jesus Christ. What does it mean? It was not Pastor Daniel Waxon was delivering, but it was the angel of God, Jesus Christ himself, in the form of a man of God. So the invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Holy Ghost, comma, Jesus Christ of Nazareth manifested physically in you. Please write it down, prophetic citation. I thank God every sermon I do it, something new, prophetic citation. The invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ of Nazareth manifested physically in you. So when people they see you, they see Jesus. When they see Mama Dorote, they see Jesus. When they see Papa Jeremy, everyone, even you following, when the people they see you, they have to see Jesus. That's it is. Because the Holy Ghost is in you. Oh, the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to heaven. I will send you the Holy Ghost. So he wanted to say, I am with you. I will be with you and forever. I will never abandon you. Enter the world. I will continue to be with you. I will never abandon you. I will never forsake you. Until to the end of the world. Now, il est parti pour lui au ciel. He went to heaven. He said it. Now, try to see yourself. He said, he will not abandon us. But he went to heaven. He went to heaven physically. But he said, he will not abandon us. Meaning that it is through the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is walking with you. It is through the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is eating with you. It is through the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is speaking with you. It is through the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is demonstrating his power. It is him himself who is doing it. Using your tongue, using your ear, using your body, your hand. He is the one who is doing it for you. Am I with you, my brother, my sister? That's it is. Now, if we know this, we are going to value ourselves. We are going to value who we are because we are representing Jesus Christ. King David said in Psalm 69 that I don't want the people to run away from God because of me. I don't want the people who are believer to stop believing in God because of my sin, because of my behavior. That is King David. It means that people, when they come, they see you, they see me. They see Jesus Christ of Nazareth because he's a spirit. But your way to behave, your way to operate miracle, people, they want to say, yes, Jesus Christ is still alive. Let us stand up, my brother and my sister. Jesus Christ is still alive. Jesus Christ is still alive. John chapter 14, from 15 to 31. The Bible is saying you and I, we need to obey to the word of God. The word of God must be in us. The word of God must be in us. the word of God is Jesus Christ himself. We need to obey to the word of God. And that is very important. The word of God. To pray where you are. You go to pray where you are. Help me, Jehovah, to represent you. Help me, Jehovah, to represent you. I want to represent you everywhere I go. Begin to pray like that. I want to represent you everywhere I go. I want to represent you. Je veux te représenter partout où je vais. I want to represent you everywhere I go. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. You love God, isn't it? You love the Holy Ghost, isn't it? You want to operate miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Then do this prayer. Do this prayer. I want to represent you everywhere I go. I want to represent you. In my way to speak, in my way to pray, in my way to pray, in my way to deliver people, in my way to deliver people, in my way to deliver people, in my way to prophesy, in my way to prophesy, in my way to prophesy, in my way to walk, in my way to dress, in my way to speak. I want, oh Lord, to represent you. Pray. Father Lord, I want to represent you everywhere I go. In the meeting of men of God, in the meeting of men of God, in the meeting of servants of God, I want to represent you, Lord, everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I want to represent you, Jehovah. In South Africa, in Europe, in America, in Asia, in Jamestown, I want to represent you, Jehovah. Father Lord, I want to represent you. Accept me, Lord. I want to represent you. You the invisible, Jesus. You the invisible, Jesus. You the invisible, Jesus. I want to represent you. Holy Ghost, help me represent Jesus. Pray. Holy Ghost, help me represent Jesus. This is important if you really want to work as servant of God with the power and authority. Holy Ghost, help me represent Jesus Christ. Help me represent the invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help me, Lord. Father Lord, help my brother here. Help my sister here. We want all of us here to represent you. To represent you. We want, oh Lord, all of us here to manifest the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, help my sister. Help my brother to represent Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Ghost, help my brother. Help my sister to represent Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help me, Jehovah. Jehovah, help Pastor Daniel Waxon to represent Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Pray. Jesus Christ. Jesus. 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 Jesus Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus Lord, Jesus. Jesus Christ, Jesus, the God of deliverance, Jesus, the God of deliverance, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you have helped us to represent Jesus Christ everywhere we go, Thank you, Master Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud for the Holy Ghost. Yes, my brother, my sister, I have finished my message. I believe the message of today has blessed someone. Myself, I've been blessed. And I believe by faith, Jesus Christ will continue to allow me to represent him everywhere I go. By his mercy, by his love, by his grace, you and I, we will represent Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everywhere we go, in the bedroom, in the hotel room, in the bedroom, in the living room, in the church, in the market, at the working place, represent Jesus Christ to honor Yahweh in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, before Papa Jeremy comes here for the offering, I want just to present this short announcement. The announcement here, we talk about TikTok. We have opened an account, TikTok account. We will be doing live on TikTok. Remember, every service we do live. We do live on YouTube. We do live on Facebook. The name of the page is The Perfect Healer on Facebook. On YouTube, the name of the channel is Waxon. O-U-A-K-S-O-N. On Podbean app application, mobile application, Podbean. This service is live, happening there. You can find us there. The name of the channel is Healing Sermons. Now we want to add TikTok. Hallelujah. Hey, we go popular to represent Jesus Christ. That it is. Jesus Christ is in heaven. He sent the Holy Ghost to represent him. When the Holy Ghost is inside you, it means that Jesus Christ is in you. Then you and I will have to represent him. Remember, the invisible Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Holy Ghost, comma, Jesus Christ of Nazareth inside you. So when you and I will have the Holy Ghost, we represent Jesus Christ. The way we behave with the Holy Ghost, it will determine how Jesus Christ will be happy while he is in us. Let me say it again. The way we behave with the Holy Ghost, the way we relate with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is another person who is with us. Now, the way you communicate with the Holy Ghost, the way we live with the Holy Ghost, the way we behave with the Holy Ghost will determine the power of Jesus Christ in us. If not, you're going to feel like the power of Jesus Christ now small. Jesus Christ is in me, is in you. But the power is small. Why? Because of the way we behave. So we want to represent Jesus Christ everywhere. Even now on TikTok. We have a search for us to be able to do live service on TikTok. We need to have 1,000 subscribers. 1,000 followers. Now we have more than 680 followers. So we need to get 400 followers on TikTok. Then you're going to see every Sunday there will be also TikTok. TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and Podbean. So there is no way to hide yourself. You're going to still find Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will still come to knock at your door. You used to go to TikTok to hide yourself, to do things of this world. The word of God will follow you there. The word of God will follow you. I know many sisters and brothers, they are hiding themselves. They are no more on Facebook. They are doing evil things on TikTok. Dressing anyhow. And they do the show there on TikTok. The word of God is coming there. It's coming there. So please, my brother, my sister, follow us on TikTok. Mama Giselle, can you give the link of TikTok? What is the name of the account, TikTok account, for people to go there to subscribe? We want by Tuesday to have 1,000 subscribers so that next Sunday it will be live on TikTok. Mama Giselle, what is the name? Just give me the name. Just read it. The name of the account on TikTok. I think it is Pastor Daniel Waxon or Evangelist Daniel Waxon. Please just get it. Please, hello? Go on TikTok, huh? Just search Pastor Daniel Waxon or Evangelist Daniel Waxon. You're going to find us there, okay? We have 680 followers. We want you to be a follower. We want to reach 1,000 subscribers, okay? By Wednesday. Thank you. Just go there, follow. Just go there and follow. Thank you. Yes, we have weekly service every Tuesday and every Thursday. We have the service called Dream Interpretation. Dream interpretation, yes. And then every Wednesday, we have a service called, it's a teaching, yeah. Every Wednesday from 9 p.m., it is a teaching. And the Tuesday and Thursday, it is what? It is a dream interpretation. Feel free, my brother, my sister, to send your dream, okay? And we are going to interpret your dream during the live service. Every first Friday of the month, we have a service called Midnight Prayer. We have done it last Friday. You can find it on our Facebook or YouTube. And every last Friday of the month, we have a Night of Prayer. That one, it is almost all the night. It's 3 hours, 4 hours. Please join us, especially the last Friday of the month. We are planning to do it here in the church, not in the studio. So in the church, we want to have a TV screen. We are talking right now to every partners. Everyone wants to assist us to buy a TV screen. We're going to see where we're going to put it. Maybe a TV screen, maybe, I don't know, or here. We're going to see. So that during the night of prayers, there will be people that will enter the studio to pray for them. The church is going to see them on the screen. Okay? Then we pray. It is very important, my brother, my sister. Please support us. You are following this service. Okay? If you have $20, $50, $100, $200, please just contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number, or you're going to find the number on the screen. It's scrolling there. It is a WhatsApp number, +27 62 791 6167. Let me say it again. +27 62 791 6167. The Lord Jesus Christ will bless you. Yes, we have a funeral. Our brother from Malawi.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.